Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, June 6, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Black voters sour on President Biden. Mass shootings spike over the weekend. Drug overdoses surge in Oregon. Drivers rank the worst places for gas prices. Also ahead, will TV news collapse shortly? But first, poll from the Washington Post finds more African Americans disapprove of Joe Biden. 37% say the president is failing to keep his campaign promises. Two-thirds believe Mr. Biden is sympathetic to the problems of black people. However, that is down 12 points from the 2020 election. And a whopping 75% of African Americans claim Mr. Biden has done little to nothing to reduce discrimination. More carnage over the weekend, at least six mass shootings in the past 72 hours. According to Gun Violence Archive, a mass shooting is defined as an incident in which four or more people are injured by bullets. Incidents in Philadelphia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Phoenix left seven people dead, another 30 wounded. Unlike the shootings in Uvalde or Buffalo, nearly all the weekend violence was gang or drug related, and most of the suspects and victims are African Americans, which is why these stories are not widely reported. Drug ODs in Oregon surging. Lawmakers there decriminalized hard narcotics like cocaine and heroin 2 years ago. But instead of prosecution, folks caught with drugs are fined $100 like a speeding ticket. One Oregon legislator now reports a 700% increase in drug use and 120% rise in OD deaths. Oregon has the worst addiction rate in America. 9% of teens and adults abuse drugs on a daily basis. The Automobile Association of America revealing the highest gas prices in the nation. Top five, Fairbanks, Alaska, Las Vegas, Honolulu, New York City. Number one, Los Angeles. A few stations in L.A. now charging $10 a gallon. Economists predict prices will rise another dollar by the 4th of July. I hope not. Gas is up 125% since Joe Biden's first day in office. In a moment, bad times for TV news. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The worst of times for television news. My father watched Walter Cronkite on the CBS program 20th Century back in the 1960s. That was a Sunday show. Dad worked too late to watch the CBS evening news that Cronkite also anchored during the week. Now, I can't remember my father ever talking about old Walt, who was kind of bland. William O'Reilly Sr. preferred the more colorful Mike Wallace on Night Beat. But Cronkite was a titan for CBS News. When he retired 41 years ago, about 28 million Americans tuned in each weekday evening to watch his broadcast. The U.S. population back then was around 200 million. Today, there are 330 million people in America, but only 5 million of them watch the CBS Evening News. So what the deuce happened? Many things, none of them good for television news. First, most electronic news organizations are frightened of the cancel culture. So story selection and actual reporting are cautious, not bold and creative as they should be. Producers and reporters well know they could be fired instantly without any due process should they do something that angers the progressive left. We've all seen false accusations and labels such as racist, misogynist, homophobic, irresponsibly applied to public figures by woke fanatics. It is out of control. The most important point is this: those who run corporate media agencies are not interested in fairness. They simply don't want the cancel guns trained on them. The result is dull news and avoidance of important stories like inner-city gun violence, how drug addiction fuels social disorder, and the negative effects of President Biden's open border policy. Instead, we get the storm du jour, a rehash of whatever's hot on the net, and feature stories about how Aunt Emma still knits sweaters by hand in Duluth. Cable news also on the decline because it is repetitive and overwhelmingly ideological. Preaching to the choir will not attract a wide audience. In general, the predictability of the presentations on cable news is stupefying. There are exceptions on the networks and on cable, but my general assessment is accurate. I work for CBS, ABC, and Fox News. I know what I'm talking about. Recently, the New York Post, using anonymous sources, laced CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell, saying her salary has been cut in half, down to $3.8 million a year. CBS denied Ms. O'Donnell is under pressure, but she probably is. The TV news industry is in trouble as revenue is diminishing. It's going into Jurassic Park mode. The dinosaur era is still on display, but a shadow of what it used to be. Polling says the vast majority of Americans now get their news from largely undisciplined internet sites. And that is true. Nora O'Donnell should be grateful she's still getting the 3.8 mil. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Also, I hope you'll check out my best-selling book, Killing the Killers, a great gift for Father's Day. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 78 years ago today, the armed forces of the United States, Great Britain, and Canada launched the largest amphibious invasion in history. The battle will go down as one of the most consequential events of all time. Here is the story of D-Day. Beginning in 1939, Adolf Hitler's army conquered vast sections of Europe. 5 years later, the Third Reich controlled 17 countries, including Finland, Norway, Poland, Hungary, Greece, Austria, and France. On June 6, 1944, Allied Supreme Commander Dwight Eisenhower gave the green light for Operation Overlord, the invasion of Nazi-occupied France. The mission took 13 months of preparation. New technologies were developed, including water-resistant tanks that could fight on sand. The vehicles were dubbed Sherman's Crabs. The beaches of Normandy were chosen by military leaders because they were close enough to England for air support. The troops came ashore using five designated areas: Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword beaches. 160,000 Allied soldiers landed along a 50-mile stretch of French coastline. 5,000 ships and 13,000 aircraft supported the invasion. 9,000 Allied soldiers were killed or wounded, most Americans. Another 10,000 Germans were injured or killed. By the end of the battle, the Allies had successfully taken the beaches. Within 3 months, northern France was liberated. The United States and its allies then marched towards Berlin. Less than a year later, Adolf Hitler's so-called Thousand-Year Reich collapsed. On April 30th, 1945, the Nazi dictator swallowed a cyanide tablet and was dead. And here is something else you might not know. Today, more than 9,000 U.S. soldiers are buried at the Normandy American Cemetery located less than 1,000 feet from Omaha Beach. All lost their lives on the D-Day landings and following missions to liberate Europe from the Nazis. I have visited the Normandy American Cemetery. I can tell you, it is an extremely emotional experience. In total, 400,000 Americans died during World War II. 100,000 are buried in France. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.